I'm Faith Middleton. It's great to have you joining the party on this special edition of the Food Schmooze here on WNPR in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. And you can tell your friends, no matter where they live, they can listen to the Food Schmooze from anywhere in the world, as many people do, at WNPR.org. This is a real find. The first cookbook to create all kinds of delicious recipes using blanched almond flour instead of high-carb white flour. Blanched almond flour is high in protein and high in good fiber. Plus, it turns out to be the right texture for baking and breading things. Blanched almond flour is also far richer in nutrients than white wheat flour or rice flour. Europeans have apparently been using this for a very long time. We've been making Ilana Anderson's recipes, and we like them a lot, and they're a godsend for people who can't have white flour for health reasons, people who have issues with gluten, need gluten-free recipes. But these are recipes for everybody. We try at home to take it easy with foods that jack up the blood sugar all the time because it makes us crave sweets constantly. And that's how we discovered Ilana's work. Then we saw that someone we trust very much in the cookbook world, Deborah Madison, said that these recipes don't make you feel cheated in texture or flavor, especially the chocolate chip cookies. We agree. I've been eating them today. They're excellent. So settle in. We have recipes in all categories, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert, all using high-protein blanched almond flour in place of high-carb white or rice flour. We're going to tell you about divine banana blueberry muffins, drop biscuits, pancakes, French toast, how to make breads, your own crackers, all high-protein and packed with nutrients. Wait until you hear how to use blanched almond flour to make chicken piccata, Southwest salmon burgers. Those are delicious. We made them here. Eggplant parmesan, or to make a dark chocolate pie crust and skillet apple pie. As always, we'll tell you through this hour how to have this book sent to your door as a thank you gift for supporting this show. And that number, and we'll say it over and over again, 1-800-584-2788. And we have Ilana Anderson on the phone. She is a cooking teacher, lives with her family in Boulder, Colorado. Welcome to the Food Schmooze, Ilana.
Thanks, Faith. It's great to be here with you.
It's great to have you here. Hold on just one second. The producer is passing me what did I say? Did I say Ilana Amsterdam? No, I didn't.
It's Ilana Amsterdam.
Yeah. Oh, Anderson. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Just misspoke.
You got the hard part of my name right.
The Ilana part.
Yes.
Hey, so we were very excited about using this almond flour because we love the texture in the baked goods. And so I think you're really onto something with this.
Thank you.
We'll come back and we'll do the science and the nutrition of this, but let's dig right into this.
All right.
Tell us how to make these banana blueberry muffins.
Well, this is one of my favorite recipes, and my children love this one too. You just combine almond flour, salt, and baking soda, your dry ingredients, in a large bowl, and then in a smaller bowl, grapeseed oil, eggs, and mashed bananas. You combine those together, and then you mix the wet into the dry. And then you're going to fold in the blueberries. And what I love about this recipe is that there's no sweetener other than the fruit of the bananas. So it's a special recipe for me.
Yeah, it's great
for breakfast because you're not going to start out. You can have something sweet, but not start out the day spiking your blood sugar.
Let me just quickly throw in here, as you point out in the book, you want to use not plain almond flour, but blanched almond flour because the texture is much better in the recipes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move to another one. You can make other muffin recipes, cinnamon apple muffins and date pecan muffins, but this recipe for orange apricot scones, this has baking soda, ground cinnamon, ground nutmeg. You use grapeseed oil as your go-to fat in these recipes.
I do. A lot of people that have celiac disease or are gluten intolerant cannot have dairy, and there's also just a lot of people who don't have any kind of gluten issue but are allergic to dairy. So my goal is to make the recipes appeal to as many people as possible. Because when you go to Uncle Eddie's for Thanksgiving, everyone wants to break bread together. And you are, in this day and age, probably dealing with a bunch of different allergies. So grapeseed oil is perfect because it mimics the taste of butter, but it's non-dairy, obviously.
Also in this recipe, agave nectar, dried apricots, freshly squeezed orange juice, and orange zest. A quick word about the agave nectar. We've been using that at our house, too, a lot in all kinds of things, in baking and in our teas and coffee. And that has a low spike in your blood sugar. And that's the reason you're using it.
That's exactly why I use it, Faith. And I also don't, I use it very sparingly because you and I are very alike. We're always trying to keep the blood sugar down. It just helps you have more energy and feel better. So not only is agave nectar low on the glycemic index, but I use it sparingly in the recipes because I just, I want to feel as good as I can after I eat that sweet treat.
Recipe here also for chocolate chip scones, which are blanched almond flour, sea salt, baking soda, little bit of grapeseed oil, agave nectar for the sweetener, some eggs, and some chopped dark chocolate.
Yeah, that's one of the recipes in my book that I get the most feedback on. People love the chocolate chip scones. It's a classic recipe, but in the format with the special ingredients that I'm using, again, you're going to feel good after you eat it. You're not going to have that high-carb hangover that you would get from eating a regular chocolate chip scone. That's a really fun one.
Here's one for people who can't have or don't want to have white flour for whatever reason, whether it's for health or diet. This is great to be able to make a drop biscuit with with good texture. So this is your recipe for classic drop biscuits. They are so wonderful, served warm right out of the oven. You could use these as a base for strawberry shortcake. Or any kind of fruit on top of this. So blanched almond flour again, sea salt, baking soda, grapeseed oil, agave nectar, eggs, and squeezed lemon juice.
Yep, you're making me hungry.
Yeah, well,
when you're talking about warm out of the oven because it's snowing over here in Colorado. And it's these are the perfect food for a cold, wintry day to have with a nice big hot cup of tea. And they're so, just, it's such a simple recipe, but so classic and just delicious.
Now, how do you use the blanched almond flour to make your French toast? I see the recipe in the book. This is one we haven't tried yet, but we're going to. Go ahead.
Oh, to make French toast, well, first I start with the scrumptious sandwich bread that's later on in my book, though you can use any bread or any gluten-free bread. And in a medium bowl, I combine heavy cream, or you can alternatively use coconut if you have people that aren't doing dairy.
Coconut milk.
Yep. Thank you. Agave nectar, eggs, and vanilla extract. Then in a separate bowl, combine the sea salt and cinnamon, and then mix the dry into the wet. Soak the bread in the in that the egg mixture, and then fry it up on a griddle.
Right, great. And also a recipe for pancakes and cinnamon coffee cake. And we're moving now into breads and crackers. We're going to get to entrees and, these desserts. Can't wait to do that. In this bread and cracker section, yes, you can make your own cheddar cheese crackers using this high-protein blanched almond flour. You can make your sandwich bread you were just mentioning, a pecan raisin bread, a muesli bread, olive rosemary bread, zucchini bread, the cheddar cheese crackers, herb crackers, pumpkin flax crackers, sesame crackers, and spicy crackers. The sumptuous sandwich bread is roasted almond butter and eggs and the blanched almond flour, a little bit of arrowroot powder, sea salt, baking soda, and some ground flax meal. These things are now all readily available at any health food market. And describe, because we were trying to figure out how to describe the texture of this bread when it comes out of the oven.
Well, it's not a light and fluffy bread. It's more of a kind of heavier European bread.
Right.
It's delicious in the French toast. It's fabulous with some butter. We also use butter substitute in my house. It's just great warm out of the oven. Or we'll slice it up and toast it on a Sunday night when we're feeling lazy about dinner, and we'll make turkey club sandwiches out of it with lettuce and tomato and a good vegan mayonnaise.
Ilana Amsterdam is going to stay right with us and hold while we take our break, because we want to tell you how to have this book sent to your home. But here's what's coming up in the next segment. And then in the third segment, we're doing these amazing desserts. We've been eating them here in the office, and we've been eating these some of these entrees. Chicken fingers, chicken parmesan, chicken piccata, chicken pot pie, pistachio chicken, matzo ball soup, turkey burgers, fish sticks, cod piccata paprika, salmon dill burgers, southwest salmon burgers, these Thai fish cakes, shrimp fritters, black bean burgers, broccoli pizza, eggplant parmesan, a variety of quiches, a kale tart with cranberries, and also a spinach sun-dried tomato tart. These are all made with high protein, very nutrient rich, blanched almond flour in place of white flour or rice flour. Great for people who have gluten issues, but we think this is pretty terrific for everybody. We want, at least around here, around the studio and at home, to get away from the white flour stuff. And we love the texture that we get from using this blanched almond flour, which Europeans have been using. So we're very excited about this book. Here on the show, we're in the time of the slimming down. And yes, there's some fat in the almond flour, but it is healthy fat. So we're going to take our break now and tell you how to have this book sent to your door. It is our thank you gift to you. For supporting the Faith Middleton Show, the Food Schmooze, and everything you hear on WNPR. If you can join us at the $60 level, the book goes straight to you. Here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788.
That is the number to call to become a contributor to WNPR and the Faith Middleton Show. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Ziska, joining Faith on this Thursday, hoping that you will become a participant in our drive to have new members and renewing members call us during this winter membership campaign. We have a goal of $135,000 during the campaign, and we are just about halfway there. We might be able to reach the halfway point during Faith Middleton if you will be the first to call. This book is a great opportunity for you to have a valuable addition to your cooking library as well. I do have the opportunity to be reviewing this book, to be looking at this book as Faith is describing it with her guest, and the pictures and the recipes are just absolutely mouth-watering. So for a $60 pledge, this can become a very valuable part of your library. And you can become a very valuable contributor to WNPR as well. The number to call again is 1-800-584-2788. Hi, Faith.
Hey, Mike. And here's the amazing thing. If you look at white wheat flour, there are about 10 grams of protein in it, if you're looking at 100 grams. If you look at the almond flour by comparison, there are 22 grams of protein in almond flour.
It's amazing.
So that's
difference.
10 versus 22.
Mm-hmm.
It's also so much lower in carbs. It only gets a score of a 1 on the glycemic index, which you want to be low. But when you're with white wheat flour, you're at 71. So you can see what we're talking about in terms of this being pretty valuable for anyone, us mostly here on the show, thinking about slimming down, especially in this season. And you know, for us, we hate to preach about health, but we like the health qualities of this. So some great recipes, entrees coming your way. If you have white flour, gluten issues, this is also terrific. People who have concerns who eat in a diabetic way, this is a pretty interesting book to get your hands on. Here is the toll-free number if you can join us at the $60 level. This is our thank you gift to you. Lots and lots of recipes, entrees, breakfast, dessert, crackers, breads. Here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788.
One of the most amazing things for me, Faith, I mean, you were comparing the almond flour to the white wheat flour, and I think when I've been dealing with people who are using gluten-free recipes, typically they think of rice flour and products made with rice flour, and the comparison in protein levels and glycemic index for rice flour is particularly amazing. about 6 grams for rice flour, but 22 grams, as you said, for protein. So almond flour is just absolutely packed with protein compared to rice flour. And the thing that's amazing about it, as you mentioned, the almond flour has twice the protein level of white wheat flour. So this book is not just for people who need to eat gluten-free. Just as you said, this is a book for people who just want to improve their nutritional health. You can do it with this almond flour. You can get the same health benefits that people who do need to be gluten-free are getting. So this book is not just for a select group of people. This is for anybody who wants to improve their health, and the recipes are delicious. A $60 pledge, and we can send this book your way. Faith will have much, much more coming about this book just in the next 40 minutes or so, but you have time to give us a call. The number is 1-800-584-2788.
Mike, we made one of the things, we made a bunch of stuff, but we made the double chocolate cherry cookies with chopped dark chocolate and fruit juice sweetened cherries, and the blanched almond flour and a little cocoa powder, just a little bit of agave nectar for sweetener. Wow.
It's tough to have to do research for this show, isn't it, Faith?
We just ate them and ate them. We made the salmon burgers that, you know, you dip in the almond flour to give them a little breading. It was really, really good. So can't wait to get into this next section and tell you how to make even chicken pot pie. By the way, Mike, this, you know, when you use rice flour, the texture is pretty weird. Mm-hmm. I can't even eat that bread.
Yes.
This is such great texture in all these baked goods. It's really, really quite amazing.
You're right. And that's, I think that's the reason so many people are afraid of gluten-free, because they think, oh, the texture, it's going to be dry. And this is not that way at all.
So here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788. This is new. Everybody is talking about this. We think this is quite innovative, although the Europeans beat us to this blanched almond flour many, many years ago. Well, it's finally here, and we're learning about this. This is the first cookbook of its kind featuring blanched almond flour as an alternative to white wheat or rice flour. 1-800-584-2788. I'm Faith Middleton. Thanks so much for listening to the Food Schmooze. This is a special edition. We're excited about this book, the Gluten-Free Almond Flour Cookbook. Not just a cookbook for people who have gluten issues. We turn to this cookbook because we like the idea of going with blanched almond flour instead of white wheat flour or rice flour. The texture is terrific. We're talking with the author of the book, the first book of its kind, Alana Amsterdam. And Alana, I know your boys love these chicken fingers.
Oh, yes.
So how simple is this? This is boneless, skinless chicken breasts.
Uh-huh.
The blanched almond flour, which looks and feels just like regular flour.
It does. It's very close to regular flour if you use the blanched kind. So it's you're going to combine in a little... I use a pie dish, the almond flour, salt, and salt, and then you'll combine the just beat the eggs, and you'll dip each chicken strip. You'll cut the chicken breast into strips and dip it in the egg, then coat it in the almond flour mixture, and then you'll fry it up nice and quickly. My children love it with, they like to dip it in ketchup, but it also is great as a leftover over, I make it with kind of a Thai peanut sauce and throw it over a bed of lettuce and shredded carrots, and it's a great leftover dinner also.
You make a chicken parmesan,
mm-hmm.
and you're using the almond flour to bread the chicken.
Yes. That is my husband's favorite recipe, actually. Every year I ask him what he wants for his birthday dinner, and he was just craving chicken parmesan. I said, oh, well, I'll try that. I think I can make that. So, again, you're basically just coating the chicken breast in a mixture of almond. You dip it in eggs, then coat it in a mixture of almond flour and sea salt. Then you're going to saute it in some grapeseed and olive oil. You'll put it in a pie, like I use a Pyrex baking dish, cover it with tomato sauce, mozzarella cheese, and Parmesan cheese, and bake it in the oven. And I really like this dish. It's great to have for company because you can prepare it in the morning, do most of the work in the morning, and leave it in the fridge, and then pop it in the oven for 10 minutes to melt the cheese and warm the chicken, and you've got a wonderful, I wouldn't call it elegant, but it's definitely comfort food, and guests love that.
You also,
that's one of my go-to dishes.
You also do a chicken piccata in the book, which for people who love this flavor profile, I do, you know, fresh lemon juice and capers and chopped parsley, again, breading the chicken breasts in the almond flour. But you introduce something for the first time in the book, your all-purpose chef's shake seasoning.
I love that.
Tell us about that.
It's a blend of spices, and it has thyme, rosemary, marjoram, and it's just a wonderful blend of spices. Instead of having like five or six different jars of things and they sit on the shelf and then they're not as fresh, I use that combo for many things, many, many cooking adventures, and, you know, you keep restocking it so you're always having fresh spices on hand, and it's just a great go-to. It's by the Spice Hunter, and they don't actually add any. It's a very clean product. There's no salt in it. There's, of course, no MSG or anything like that. And it's just one of my favorite little spice blends. I researched for years to find that one, and it's a keeper.
Yep, and you've got resources all in the back of the book.
Right.
You do a chicken pot pie.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you using the, explain if you would, how you use the almond flour in this recipe?
The almond flour in the chicken pot pie is actually in the crust. So what I love about all these chicken recipes we're discussing is that you're taking chicken, which is a healthy, high-protein food, and instead of diminishing it by adding high-carb wheat flour, which doesn't have a lot of protein, you're actually boosting it and making it even healthier by adding almond flour. And the crust is very easy to make for the chicken pot pie.
Yeah. And
it's also fun if you can use, in the recipe, I have boneless, skinless chicken breasts that are raw that you cook up into the recipe. But it's also a lot of fun to use your leftover chicken to make this on a cold day. And it's so, again, comforting and warming, that's the kind of food I want for my family.
I should point out that this savory pie crust recipe that you have is dairy-free, and it's blanched almond flour, sea salt, baking soda, some minced scallions, the white and the green parts, a little bit of grapeseed oil, and just a touch of water, and you roll it out in the traditional way.
Yeah, actually, it's the thing I like about all my pie crusts is that they're press-in pie crusts, so you're not, like, flattening it and then moving it into a pan. You just throw the lump of dough into the pie dish and push it up the sides with your hands.
Yeah.
And sometimes I let my children do that when I'm in a hurry or if they want to join in. It's easy enough for a 9-year-old to do. It's actually easy enough for a 4-year-old to do.
You've got a pistachio chicken, you have a matzo ball soup where you're using the blanched almond flour with chicken stock and eggs to make the matzo ball mixture, which is a great, great idea.
Thank you.
These turkey burgers, there's an, let's try the herbed turkey loaf. This is a very economical dish to make with ground turkey, just a tablespoon of grapeseed oil. Some chopped onion, garlic, shredded zucchini, the eggs, a little bit of ketchup, again, the blanched almond flour, sea salt, pepper, fresh parsley, and minced fresh thyme.
Mm-hmm.
All combined together.
Such an easy recipe. And again, it's another one of those family-friendly comfort foods. When we do meatloaf, we always do turkey loaf. It's just one of my favorite dishes to make for my family. It's just delicious.
This is Alana Amsterdam, and she is author of this book featuring almond flour recipes, using almond flour, which is, we turn to it, it's great for people who have gluten problems with white flour, but we turn to it because we like this high protein quality of the blanched almond flour. If you're just joining us, it's worth repeating that white wheat flour has about 10 grams of protein in a standard amount, and this blanched almond flour has much more than 10. It has 22 grams of protein. White wheat flour has 76 grams of carbs, and so this almond flour is much lower, just 20. But maybe the best thing for people who are interested in the weight issues and those sugar spikes that make you crave sweets all the time, the white wheat flour is 71 on the glycemic index. High is not so great. And the almond flour is just 1. It scores 1 as opposed to 71. And the rice flour is crazy. It's 98 on the glycemic index. And about 5 times the fiber in this almond flour than in white wheat and rice flour. And packed with all kinds of nutrients when you combine, when you compare the almond flour against white wheat flour and rice flour. The chart in here is pretty impressive. Let's do fish sticks, because your kids must love these, and I still
they
love
do.
Fish sticks.
Yeah, fish sticks are another classic. So I usually use cod fillet, though you can use any firm white fish, and I put the dry ingredients in a medium bowl, almond flour and salt. Again, you're going to whisk up the eggs, dip the cod into the eggs, then into the almond flour mixture and saute it up in a pan. It's another one of those family-friendly, warm recipes that, but you can cook it up in a few minutes on a chilly evening, and my children love it, like we said.
So many things I'm trying to get to. There's a cod piccata paprika, salmon dill burgers, a smoked salmon leek tart, southwestern salmon burgers. We had those here at the office. Lori made them, and we love them. Thai fish cake, shrimp fritters, black bean burgers. I love those. Broccoli pizza, eggplant parmesan. We talked about savory vegetable quiche. Lots of quiches, in fact. Let's see. Let's do the southwest salmon burgers.
Okay.
Because we like those so much.
My family loves those. I love those. They're packed with protein. You have two superfoods, salmon and almond flour. So you're just going to take your salmon and cut it into quarter-inch cubes and put it into a bowl, combine it with almond flour, eggs, some red bell pepper, fresh mint cilantro, scallions, salt, cumin, chipotle, and lime juice, and then fry it up in a pan. But I have to say, Faith, one of my favorite recipes in the whole book is the one across from that, the smoked salmon leek tart.
Oh, yeah, we didn't make that. Really?
Yeah. If you've given up bagel and cream cheese with salmon or lox, that's the recipe for you.
Wow.
Because you have a scallion, a nice herb tart crust, and I use scallions in it.
Yeah.
And then you have the salmon with eggs in the center of it. And then if you top it with goat cheese, you really do get that bagel and cream cheese flavor.
Wow, that is
and
great.
And it's great for brunches or even at a dinner party.
Shrimp fritters, Thai fish cakes. That broccoli pizza with the almond flour crust, pretty terrific, and lots of quiches. We're going to get into, in our next segment, we're going to get into the desserts, which I can't wait to do, because we tried some of these, and wow, we were so impressed with the texture and the flavor. You can use agave nectar as the sweetener and make it as sweet as you want, although in your recipes you call for certain amounts, and you indicate with each recipe what the sweetness level is, and we appreciate that very much. We're going to take a break again and tell you how to have this terrific book. We think it's terrific, featuring blanched almond flour as opposed to white flour. And so if it's you're into getting some more protein into your diet, which is helpful if you're trying to slim down a little bit, as we usually are on this show, or if you've got some gluten issues, finally, here is a book that features this blanched almond flour that has great texture in the recipes, not weird like a lot of the rice flour recipes that you see out there. So here's the toll-free number. If you can join us at the $60 level, we're happy to send this as our thank you gift to you or to someone you care about. 1-800-584-2788.
That's the number to call to make a pledge of support to WNPR and the Faith Middleton Show. I'm Mike Ziska, joining Faith this afternoon, hoping for your pledge of support. And Faith, I'm pleased to report that we do have many, many callers that are asking for the gluten-free almond flour cookbook. And one thing I wanted to mention, I mean, again, we're radio, so there's a limit to what we can do. But I'm looking at the pictures in the book right now, and comparing them to sometimes I think you understand when you're looking at some of these rice based dishes, you can almost tell how dry they are just by looking at them.
Yeah.
The pictures in this book, some of the all of the pictures really in this book, you can look at them and you can tell no, that's not the case. Just seeing the pictures, you can tell these are chewy. These have a lot of texture to them. The breads, even as you mentioned, the salmon dill burgers is a picture of that. You can tell just how different they are in texture. And as you mentioned, the fact that these are just absolutely loaded with protein, this is a recipe book that is for anyone, not just gluten-free. This is for anyone who wants to improve their health, to get more protein in their diet, a marvelous book. We're happy to send it to you. What we're asking you to do is make a pledge of support for the radio station that's bringing this to your attention. That's WNPR and the Faith Middleton Show. And the number to call to pledge your support is 1-800-584-2788.
I want to thank the producers on the show, the senior producer Lori Mack and producer Cameron Henning, and they work so hard, and they also enjoy this food with me. And so thanks to Lori, who made a couple of these recipes most recently, and we just sat around and were eating them. And just this afternoon, I've been eating the chocolate chip cookies that were made from this book, and they're pretty darn terrific, I have to tell you. And we have the pie, pastry, and crust section coming up in our next segment. We'll tell you how to use this blanched almond flour, which is high protein and packed with nutrients. We call it one of the superfoods, actually, to make skillet apple pie, a pecan pie, pumpkin pie, chocolate cream pie, how to make a dark chocolate pie crust, apple clafoutis, strawberry creme tart, pizza crust, on and on it goes. So I can't wait to get to that segment. Wait till I tell you about these chocolate cherry cookies that we made and we ate in minutes. They were so good. 1-800-584-2788. Our thanks to you. This book and at a $60 level. Go ahead.
And of course, Faith, you have to realize what you're doing to me sitting up here in the Hartford studio describing all of these things you're eating. There's some level of unfairness to all of this.
I am the devil.
You are. But at least being able to look through the book, I'm excited to be able to try some of these recipes myself because they just look so terrific. And I'd never given a thought to almond flour as the base for this.
I love
almonds. Just that notion itself is worth its weight in gold. Well, this book is definitely worth its weight in gold, and we'll be glad to send it your way. You can be a valuable contributor to our winter membership campaign and the Faith Middleton Show. Call and support the programming that's important to you. Call, and we'd be glad to send you a copy of this book for a donation of $60 or more. And we have had a number of people who've called in and made higher pledges and are still asking for the book in response to that. So any level at $60 or higher, we would be glad to send this book your way, and you will become a valuable part of our team here. And maybe Faith will even make some of these delights for you at some point. But the number to call, just in case, is 1-800-584-2788.
Yes, no, I hadn't thought about that, starting a restaurant or a
feed
bakery.
Feed the world, Faith.
Yes, thank you so much. Actually, I'd like to. So this almond flour has this kind of sweet, rich, buttery flavor to it. So it's got a great taste. And in European countries, wheat and corn don't dominate the agriculture there. So for centuries, they've been using almond flour. And here we are now finally jumping on the train. And very clear, terrific instructions about how to use, how to do these recipes. They're very simple. There's really nothing complicated here. And coming up, finally, the dessert section, which it gives us a thrill. Here's a toll-free number if you can join us at the $60 level. We think this is a great gift if you've got somebody in mind, not, as Mike says, not just for people who have some kind of white flour gluten issue, but, you know, we took this up because we like the kind of superfood qualities of the almond flour, and we like the texture very much in the recipes that we made from the book. So 1-800-584-2788.
That's the number to call. I can't wait for this because I'm looking at the pictures of pecan pie and, oh my God, pear crisp. I can't wait. 1-800-584-2788. Thanks.
I'm Faith Middleton. It's great to have you listening to this special edition of the Food Schmooze in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York, including the east end of Long Island. Bear with me, my friends, as I explain one more time what we're doing. We know that every 15 minutes, more and more people are piling into the show. And so with each 15 minutes, we have new people. We know they're saying, wow, what's this about? What's going on? So quickly, this is the Gluten-Free Almond Flour Cookbook. We think these are recipes for everybody because of the nutrients in this ground almond flour, blanched almond flour. We love the texture that it gives, and we like that it is low on the glycemic index compared to white wheat flour or rice flour. This is what the Europeans have been doing for centuries, using this almond flour. This book is filled with recipes in all categories using this high-protein almond flour. Blanched, though, not the regular almond flour. It's blanched, and that makes the texture pretty terrific. It's a superfood as far as we're concerned, and we think these recipes are great. We have been making these, and we're getting now into the pies, pastries, and crusts. Alana and Amsterdam is with us, and we have in this section, we'll get to as many as we can, but just to list them for you so you know what you're going to get: skillet apple pie, oh, one of my favorite things, pecan pie, pumpkin pie, chocolate cream pie, a peach blueberry crumble, and wait till we get to the peach and blueberry season, although you can use canned peaches or frozen peaches and blueberries if you want to have that right now, a coconut berry crisp, a pear crisp, apple clafoutis, strawberry creme tart, a raspberry chocolate chiffon tart, pie crust using the blanched almond flour, a dark chocolate pie crust, there's the one to make, trust me on that, a coconut pie crust, crunchy almond pie crust, oh yeah, simple tart crust, a savory pie crust, you've been hearing us refer to those throughout our discussion, the herb tart crust, and of course a pizza crust using this almond flour. That's good, good texture. So Alana, let's start with one of my favorites in your book, the skillet apple pie.
I'm so glad that's one of your favorites, Faith. I love that one. It's a little more complicated than most of my recipes. Probably not for the beginner chef. I wouldn't say that a 4-year-old could do this one, though my 9-year-old and 11-year-old sons love to help me with it, and it's not too hard for them. First, we make the crust, combining I use a food processor to really whir this one together. Almond flour, arrowroot powder, sea salt, grapeseed oil, and agave nectar.
Only 2 tablespoons of grapeseed oil.
Only 2 tablespoons. And only 1 tablespoon of agave in the crust because we want it lightly sweetened.
Yeah.
So that is the one crust recipe. With this recipe, we do roll the crust out between 2 pieces of parchment paper. And in fact, before we roll the crust out while the dough is chilling, I make the filling. And basically, the apples, I use about 2.5 pounds of apples, which is 5 medium apples. I saute them in grapeseed oil and then caramelize them with apple juice and agave nectar and lemon juice.
Mm-hmm.
Then I thicken them up with a tablespoon of arrowroot powder and top them off with cinnamon. And I use a beautiful cast iron skillet. I just think they look so homey. And it's just an attractive presentation. Then roll out the crust, put it on top, and take this pie from the stovetop to the oven where we broil the crust for just a couple of minutes. And it just turns into this delightful kind of crisp cookie. Have you made that?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
It's really good. Yeah. I actually had someone email me the other day and say, gluten-free or not, this is the best apple pie I've ever had. And we love that one.
Yep. You could kind of put this on you know, on a piece of cardboard. It would be good.
Yeah, so serve it on anything.
So there's a pecan pie, mm-hmm. which is sea salt, agave nectar as the sweetener. For people just joining the show, the agave nectar is from the agave plant. It is a sweetener that we've been using for a long time around here on the show, and we like that it's, we like the flavor of it, and we like that it's has a low spike on the glycemic index, so that's kind of great. It doesn't set off your sugar cravings too crazily. And so this recipe has agave nectar, vanilla extract, some ground cinnamon, some whole pecans, of course. And in this one, you use the dark chocolate pie crust, which is going to be coming up in just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. You can use either pie crust, the plain, you know, quote-unquote vanilla type of pie crust. But I think it's a little more southern to use a chocolate pie crust. My husband, this was a different year, a birthday treat request. He wanted me to make a pecan pie, and he always wants me to make it gluten-free so that he and I can, you know, quote-unquote, break bread together. And he loves chocolate, so I put this one in a chocolate crust. And then for him, I serve it with whipped cream, which is another recipe in the book. And it's just classic and southern, and it's another one that's delicious.
Hey,
this one has a picture, so I'm looking at the picture right now.
Me too. This one we didn't make, and it calls for agar flakes.
It does.
What are those?
Agar is just a healthier form of gelatin. It's a seaweed-based gelatin, and it's another superfood. It's so good for you. It's full of healthy iodine, and it's just very easy to use. And also, it makes the recipe, again, appeal to the vegan contingency. So the goal is to create recipes that everyone in a diverse family can sit down and eat together and then also not know the difference that this is vegan and gluten-free and high protein.
These agar flakes you can get in any health food market, or
yes.
you can get them online from Eden
yes.
Foods. They don't, when you say they don't taste like seaweed.
No, they don't taste like seaweed at all. Thank you
clear
for pointing
that
out. I make Jell-O at Thanksgiving for my children out of this. I use fruit juice and agar flakes, and it's fantastic. And
right.
it's so nice for me to know that what my children are eating is very good for them.
Chocolate cream pie. Unsweetened coconut milk,
mm-hmm.
Sea salt, arrowroot powder as a thickener, agave nectar as the sweetener, vanilla extract, chopped dark chocolate, and the pre-baked pie crust, and you have the recipe for that. We have that coming up. There's the peach blueberry crumble,
mm-hmm.
the coconut berry crisp, the pear crisp. I'm just looking at the clock because we're going to run out of time.
Right.
The apple clafoutis, which has got heavy cream and butter in it.
That one does. That's more French.
Yeah. The strawberry creme tart, the raspberry chocolate chiffon tart, the dark chocolate pie crust I keep mentioning. That's the blanched mm-hmm. almond flour, high protein, high in fiber, low in carbs,
mm-hmm.
sea salt, baking soda, grapeseed oil, agave nectar, and the chopped dark chocolate. And you just press that into the deep dish pie pan. You don't even roll this out. You just press
don't
it
even
in
roll it out.
And bake it. Great. There's a coconut pie crust, a crunchy almond pie crust, a simple tart crust, the savory crust, and then the chocolate cake, the chocolate chip banana cake, the spice cake, the carrot cake, the chocolate velvet tort, a vanilla raspberry tort, strawberry shortcake, icebox cake, very vanilla cupcakes, the vanilla cupcakes with a raspberry fig filling, and then the whole section on cookies and bars. And boy, did we have a good time in this section.
Yeah, those are so easy to make. I really think everything in the cookie section takes about 5 minutes. You're just putting your dry ingredients in a bowl, putting the wet ingredients in another bowl, stirring them together, and throwing them on a cookie sheet. And it's funny that you mentioned the double chocolate cherry cookies, because
those are
a favorite around here.
They were delicious.
Yeah.
Absolutely delicious. Those were, let me find those again. I just went by
page 100.
Oh, yeah. Blanched almond flour, sea salt, baking soda, unsweetened cocoa powder, a little bit of grapeseed oil, agave nectar, vanilla extract, chopped dark chocolate, and fruit juice sweetened cherries. We didn't have them, so we put the cherries that we had into some fruit juice, and they were absolutely terrific.
Great.
Your chocolate chip cookies, I've been eating those this afternoon. Those were great. The tropical chip cookies, the rosemary hazelnut shortbread, pecan shortbread. Gingerbread men, Hamantaschen, making your own fig Newtons, the almond macaroons, one of my favorites in here, the chocolate coconut macaroons, so easy, the biscotti, the lemon bars, raspberry bars, apricot tea squares, praline shortbread squares, ginger macadamia brownies, and s'mores. Then all these toppings and syrups and sauces, fruit sauces, tomato sauce, pizza sauce, chocolate frosting, peanut butter frosting, creamy coconut frosting, all using these pretty healthy ingredients, making whipped cream, creme pâtissière. Alana, great job on this book. We love this.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah,
we're going
to
go into
great to be with you. I love your show, Faith. Thanks so much.
Thank you. We'll talk to you again on the show.
Okay, great.
Okay, this summer. Alana Amsterdam, the gluten-free almond flour cookbook, even though it's for people who have gluten stuff, we like this because of this blanched almond flour, which, again, not traditional, I mean, not regular almond flour, but the blanched is the form that gives it that great texture and all this baked stuff. And we like the flavor a lot. It's kind of rich and buttery. High protein, this almond flour, so amazing when you compare it to the white wheat flour or to the rice flour, and very high in nutrients. It has some fat in it, yes, but it's that healthy fat, so we don't mind that at all. And, you know, the almonds, they're good for us, and they make this almond flour from these from almonds. And so it's absolutely pure and terrific, very low on the glycemic index. It has a 1. The higher the number, the more trouble it is for blood sugar and, you know, the weight problems. It has a 1 compared to, let me look this up, compared to the white wheat flour, which has a 71, a high rating on the glycemic index. Rice flour is a 98, so you can see it has 5 times the fiber blanched almond flour when you compare it to white wheat flour and rice flour. So we like this. You should see the listing for potassium, magnesium, niacin, tocopherols, calcium, and iron. Great, great things for the diet. So just stick with Dr. Middleton. Here is the toll-free number. We just like this. We like the flavor of the things that we made in the book. That's why we like it. So toll-free, 1-800-584-2788. Wow, are the calls coming in. If you can join us at the $60 level, this is our gift to you as thanks for supporting the Food Schmooze, the Faith Middleton Show, and everything you hear on WNPR.
Well, the doctor is definitely in this afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mike Ziska, joining Dr. Faith in this afternoon.
God help you, if
well,
that's true.
Oh, I have to tell you, you know, I've loved almonds for years. I've always loved eating them, and I've always known that they were a great source of nutrition. But I didn't realize, Faith, until I looked at this book and listened to you this afternoon, just how good they really are. It really is amazing. And these recipes are truly spectacular. I can't wait to get home and try some of these.
You got to do those chocolate cherry cookies.
Oh, those look
double
out of this
chocolate
world.
Double chocolate cherry cookies. Yeah,
double,
we ate those.
Double chocolate chip.
We ate those so fast, it's ridiculous how fast we ate those. Very, very delicious.
Well, just looking at them, you can tell. You can
we
tell,
said
you
to
just
ourselves, this is healthy.
Keep telling yourself.
Yeah, that's what we say.
Well, for $60, a pledge of $60 or more, we would be happy to send a copy of this your way. And you can join the dozens of people who have called for this book during the last hour and have supported the Faith Middleton Show. That number, 1-800-584-2788. We're in the middle of our, well, actually closer to the end of our winter membership campaign, but we're not quite at the midpoint yet. So your pledge of support would be truly appreciated right now. And boy, what a book we can send you. This is just one of those wonderful things that faith will bring to your attention time after time after time. And your pledge of support will go to make that programming possible. The number again is 1-800-584-2788.
We're going to have Alana back on the show in a few months. We're going to have her back again to just talk with us on the regular food show, because we like what she's doing. We like the ingredients that she's using. We're pretty excited about this, and we want to thank you for calling. And if you're in the car, you can call later on when you're home and still ask for this almond flour cookbook by Alana Amsterdam. And here is the toll-free number if you can join us at the $60 level. It's our thank you gift, 1-800-584-2788.
And you know, Lucinda Herbert from Port Chester said she's been listening for years and just decided to pull over and make a pledge.
Well,
Lucinda,
thank you.
Welcome aboard. That's what it takes. Sometimes it just takes that decision. We're glad you made that today. We're reaching out to others of you that are listening and haven't made that decision yet. Please give us a call now. You'll feel great. The number is 1-800-584-2788, and thank you.